Earlier on in the meeting, Lil was talking about space, which is the theme this year for our YP Sunday, and I'm going to carry on with that theme by talking about stars. So, have you ever looked up at the sky once and seen the stars clearly? I have, when I went on a school residential trip to Whitemoor Lakes. We were sitting around the bonfire and I looked up and saw the stars shining brightly above me. I also remember thinking how dark the darkness actually was. We often think that the darkness is scary. I used to make sure my bedside light was on because I was afraid of the dark. The reason why I think I was so afraid was because we think of bad things happening in the dark. Since we can't see anything, we automatically think the worst. I thought there were monsters under the bed, even though they probably wouldn't fit with all my clutter under there. However, I also remember that when I looked up at the stars at Whitemoor Lakes, I felt close to God, with the stars being a symbol of God looking down on me. If you haven't heard already, my sister Rosie loves to study space, and she says the universe is extremely dark, but God made the stars so that when we look up to them, we see light and hope shining through the darkness. This helps take away my fear. Scientists say that there are billions and billions of stars, and God has placed each and every one of them and named them. That's incredible. And what's more, we are encouraged to look up at them to see them as a symbol of his power. Isaiah 40, verse 26 says, "Look up into the heavens, who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. So we should look up at the stars as a reminder of God's love and presence always. And the darker it is, the brighter the stars shine. So when we are feeling at our lowest point, when we are feeling confused, when we are feeling uncertain and any feeling that makes us feel dark, Isaiah tells us to look at the stars and see God in them and find the peace that and reassurance that I found at Whitemoor Lakes when I looked at the stars, a feeling of God being with me and watching over me. Let's pray. Dear mighty awesome God, I thank you for all the stars in the sky, as now we all know that is a symbol of you being with us and watching down on us. I thank you for being with us when we need you most, and I pray that whenever we feel in a dark place, we have this reminder today that we can look up, see the stars, and remember your love and care for us all. Amen.
Talitha has asked me to speak to you today about space, the wonder of it, and how it can help us realise how amazing our God is. So I thought I'd start by giving you some fun facts about space. Comets are left over from the creation of our solar system about 4.5 billion years ago. You would not be able to walk on Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus or Neptune because they have no solid ground. Astronomers estimate that there are trillions of stars in the Milky Way galaxy. And the last fact, even though we all sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, stars don't actually twinkle. How many of you have ever looked up into the night sky and just think about how amazing it is? All of the millions of stars you can see, I know I have. If we look at the creation story from Genesis, we read that on the fourth day of creation, God created the sun, moon, stars and other heavenly bodies. Now it really is amazing how our God made space and how it all works in such harmony. Another Bible verse links in with this from the book of Psalms. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? These verses tell us that God has done all these amazing things in our universe, but that he also cares and loves me and you. So next time you look up into the night sky, I hope that you too are reminded of what an awesome God we have.